Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
When's the right time to buy? This is a question I get consistently, and it's of great importance, which is why I prompted this return to the show, saying I had something important to share. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading the Wall Street Journal in the money and investing section. I read an interesting article about where prices are high and the air is thin in New York City. It prompted me to consider, when are prices going to get too high here in D.C.? Let me explain just a little bit. And this is from an article by Elliot Brown and Josh Barbanel. It's getting crowded at the top of Manhattan's apartment market. As condo developers chase billion-dollar paydays through the construction of luxury dwellings, the cranes dotting the city are sparking fears of a supply glut. Builders are plowing ahead with scores of condominiums priced above $20 million in skinny glass towers throughout Manhattan. One building, the 66-story tower at 220 Central Park South, is listing more than 60 apartments above $20 million each. According to filings made with the New York Attorney General's office, by comparison, in 2008, just 29 new condos sold for $20 million or more across all of Manhattan, according to appraisal firm Miller Samuel. "There are a finite number of people who will buy these," said Jonathan Miller, president of Miller Samuel. "As for the developers kicking off projects now, you're going to have the haves and the have-nots. The boom in upper echelons of residential real estate is touching a handful of cities around the world, including London, Singapore, and Dubai, where the global elite are pouring money into top-quality homes. But the demand is particularly acute in New York, reshaping its skyline to an extent few would have predicted during the real estate bust just 7 or 8 years ago. The epicenter is the area surrounding Central Park's southern tip, where big bets are underway, including a 1,050-foot tower next to the Museum of Modern Art, financed largely by investors from Singapore, the Chetrit Group's conversion of the upper floors of the former Sony building on Madison Avenue, and a pencil-thin limestone tower being built by Zeckendorf Development that calls its units Mansions in the Sky. The buildings are aimed at the world's wealthiest buyers. They're going up even as overall apartment construction lags behind historical norms. That is skewing Manhattan's traditional real estate barometers. The average price of newly developed condos is expected to pass $7.2 million in 2017, which is up from $4.8 million in 2014, and get this, $1.9 million in 2008. Now, that is pretty incredible. If you think about the stratospheric jump in the cost of very nice condominiums in New York City, that is alarming. To jump from 1.9 in 2008 to over 7.2, that's over a tripling at a time when we have really no inflation in our local economy. And we have to ask, why is that happening? It really brings me back to 2006 and 2007 and 2005 when I was shaking my head. I was trying to understand, why is it that prices are going up the way that they are when people's income is not? If you look at the average person's income, it's not gone up. It's actually been fairly stagnant, maybe with a modest increase over the last 2 years as the economy appears to be improving. But without any kind of great growth in income, the people who are affording these properties are those who are of a very rare breed, the super wealthy. Here in Washington, D.C., there are properties that are selling in the $2 to $6 million range, and that's on the high side for our area. Recently, I helped a couple with Nick Chaconis in my group. A couple purchased a property down in Harbor Square for over $900,000. Now, that property, over $800,000. That property has incredible views of the Potomac, and yet it was built in the 1960s. So it's not going to have all the nice newer functions that a newer building might offer, but the particular location of it, which is near where the Inner Harbor is being torn apart, in my opinion, has tremendous upside if we're going to see similar climbs in real estate values such as New York has. But you look at these large cities like New York and Singapore and Dubai, and we wonder, how is it that people can afford that? Well, there are very, very wealthy Americans. God bless them for being so wealthy. And there's no jealousy to be had for those who do very well in their businesses because they are doing well in their business. we would all do well in our respective businesses, would we not? Some do better than others, and ultimately, how well we do does not make us who we are. Who we are is, as Goethe said, talent is produced in solitude and character in the stream of life. We work hard within ourselves, we work hard with those around us to become excellent at our talent, but our character is really developed in the stream of life, and whether you have a lot of money or a little money, you can be unhappy or happy. It depends on how you look at what you have. Let's be content in what we have, yes? So going back to the New York real estate and going back to the Washington, D.C. real estate, the question becomes, will we see that kind of skyrocketing valuation here in the Washington, D.C. market? Reaching back into my thinking over 27 years of having sold homes and thinking back over time to how other historical rises in markets have taken place in this country, places like New York, places like San Francisco have led the economy in their high real estate prices and typically are followed by the other large metropolitan areas. We're not currently in a boom cycle here in Washington, D.C., however. We're not seeing a gross income growth in our area. In fact, we're in a bit of stagflation at the moment. We're seeing an inflation in real estate, but a stagnation in income. And this is all forcing us to consider interest rates. Because as interest rates are low, it's enabling lower incomes to afford large properties. Once those interest rates start to rise, it will take a much better buyer to afford the same property that can afford one now. Which is why I've seen an unusual increase in activity in my business over the last 4 to 6 weeks. In fact, this has been the strongest part of my year so far. Usually it's the middle of February until the middle of May that we see the greatest strength in real estate in the DC metro area. Even when things are not pretty, we see great demand and a lack of supply. My experience has been both in DC, actually also in Virginia and also in Maryland, has seen greater strength from buyers looking to purchase and get those low interest rates now, as I see anticipation that rates are truly, finally going to rise. I certainly think so as I look around at the overall national economy with one pause in that we saw the GDP drop by 0.7% in the first quarter, but that seems to be weather-induced. We saw jobs jump by 280,000 2-3 weeks ago. Who knows for sure? I think we have to be careful. If we're thinking about buying and we're buying for the interest rate environment, that's fine. You want to buy, lock in that interest rate, understand that if we see interest rates rise quickly, we might actually see property values drop over the short term to counterbalance the increase in the cost of money. Nobody knows for sure, but these are my thoughts. Well, if you're getting ready to sell, you're not sure about when the right time is to put your house on the market, different areas are responding different ways. Some houses are selling very quickly in some locations for us, and some are not. And so if you want to find out whether your spot is a good one, a strong one right now, or whether you'd be better off to wait until the fall or maybe even next spring, then just give me a call and we'll chat about it. My toll-free number is 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-900-9104. Or you can reach me at ericstewartgroup.com. In fact, my email is eric@ericstewartgroup.com if you'd like to reach out to me directly. Well, let's turn our attention for a moment to a few of the homes that we have for sale. I'm excited that we have a home in Annandale, which is, if you're familiar with Sleepy Hollow Run, lovely neighborhood in Annandale, over on Breezewood Lane, 4118 Breezewood Lane, single-family home. It's about 1,400 square feet, 4 bedrooms and 3 full baths. It's listed for $625,000. It's a buy level, and some folks might call it a raised rambler here in Sleepy Hollow Run. It's dated but meticulously maintained, has a master bath that's been updated, stainless steel appliances, beautiful built-in lighted cabinet in the rec room. It also has a new roof, but the selling feature of this house is on the outside in that it backs to woods. The front yard is upscaled landscaping without a branch out of its place, and the rear yard is a magical garden, a true place to relax on the hanging bench swing, and you get your zen on right there. Rear shed currently is set up as a tea house, but it's a perfect place for a craft area. This is a great opportunity and a great house. You really must see it to truly appreciate it, and it won't disappoint if you're looking for a home like that. If you want to take a look, go to ericstewartgroup.com. The address again is 4118 Breezewood Lane in Annandale, Virginia. Again, I'll have to take a quick break. I'll have more of The Eric Stewart Show, so don't go away.